Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
As we continue, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. And also, if we get a chance, Mark, we're going to pick up the seven sins of the forced education system that we've been kind of picking at throughout the week as things have gone on here. Of course, your calls are the primary element of the show, so if you're on the line, we'll certainly talk to you. But we actually had Craig on in California a few moments ago, and just to kind of bring our listeners up to speed who may just be tuning in, Craig called with some questions. He had some trouble, I guess, with the IRS back in the late 90s after he filed what they call a zero return, which is one of these kind of tax schemes where if you just do things in a certain way, then everything, you know, the IRS will just let you out of your so-called obligation to pay taxes. If you just fill out the forms in the way the tax gurus say, then everything will be fine. Well, Irwin Schiff went to prison for a long time. Man in his 80s is still in prison today.
Peter Schiff's dad.
As a result of doing something like that. And so, Michelle, your suggestion was to not fill out the forms at all.
My suggestion in the first place is to define yourself. And if you define yourself, as I do, as a free human being, I think by definition, if you're a human being, you're free. But that's, you know, whether it's neocortex or spirituality. Absolutely. And so, at that point, if you're free, then you have to ask yourself, why then would I ever give up my time, energy, or the fruit of my labor to anyone else that I did not choose to give it up to? And in this case, the government, claiming that it has a right to the fruit of your labor, to your income, I think is categorically false. So why would you participate in that system is my question.
Now, he dropped off the line, unfortunately, during the news break, but I felt like it was such an important issue that it needed to continue to be addressed. And so his question was, well, how do you do it? I mean, how do you get away with not paying taxes?
Well, I don't know that I'm getting away with it. I mean, you know, my property was levied, and I was receiving, you know, letters and phone calls. And when I would receive the phone calls, I only received a few because I simply said, actually, if you would like to contact me, you'd need to do so by mail. I'm not going to take your phone calls. So thank you.
So everything's on the record that way.
Yes. And so I received several letters, and that's how I ended up doing the video with Motorhome Diaries, is, you know, when I first got the one for claiming that for 2006 I owed, I think, $650,000 or something. And so I don't file, and I don't respond, and I have this big folder of the solicitations and everything. And the funny thing is I've received more information from lawyers who are going to try to help me.
They want to help you.
Than anything else.
Well, they want to help you pay.
Yes,
they want
pay them. So
I don't know that I'm getting away with it. I mean, like,
Your life has changed because of this choice you've made, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. I no longer employ 20 or so people full time. I no longer have a, you know, 6 or 7 figure income where I spend a great deal of money and put it into the economy. I no longer, you know, so I've basically just withdrawn.
For me, I'm a little bit of a different situation. I do own my own home, and I do, you know, I also do not pay the federal government as well. Fortunately, they have not yet even sent me hide nor hair of a warning notice or anything like that, and I've been off the tax rolls, so to speak, since, I think, 2004.
Well, here's a little warning for them. You haven't made that much money that's taxable, so they're really wasting their time.
They either go after you, though,
they make it
a criminal matter. So they typically the IRS goes after you one of two ways, and the idea is to make the biggest, you know,
they want to make an impression on people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to like they did. He mentioned Wesley Snipes,
and
who's now, I believe he's now in prison. They want to make an example out of somebody to scare you. And that's really what it comes down to. And JJ touched on this last night, this kind of fear mentality that is being put out there. It is scary. They are scary. The idea of going to jail is a frightening thing. And so I don't blame anybody who's too afraid to stop paying taxes. However, if you could get over your fear, if you could join with myself and Michelle, and I know Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is also public about how he doesn't pay taxes, mm-hmm. if you could find the courage within you to stand up to that fear, then the more of us that stand up, the more impotent they become, the more difficult it becomes for them to go after people for this.
It reminds me of this awesome video, and I know it's made it around, you know, several times on Facebook, but it was a soccer match that was taking place, maybe Northern Africa or Europe. In any event, some guy went running across the field holding a flag, like, yeah! You know, it's just like a white flag. And, you know, you typically chase him off or laugh or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, five cops went and tackled him and started beating him with the billy club. And the goaltender, came out and kicked one of the cops like, you're not going to treat a human being like that. And the crowd came out and turned against the five cops.
Yes, that's so.
And beat them.
Yeah, I don't support using violence.
I don't support beating and everything, but the idea that
the behavior was unacceptable. Like, you know, people stood up and said,
you could
no
pull them off. You could pull them off. You could stop the violence.
I'm not sure what happened, but I'm just saying.
No, it was a beating. It was the crowd beat the police in return for them beating the guy.
The society there, that little culture right there wouldn't accept that behavior from those police. And that's the part that I liked.
Yes. Absolutely.
No, I understand that.
And the idea that someone, the goaltender, it wasn't just, there was someone who was respected by other people who stood up and said, no.
No. That's a great point.
Yes.
And that's kind of part of what I'm doing this for, is for myself, number one, because I don't want to pay these criminals. I don't want to be voluntarily a part of, or even because I'm afraid, I don't want to be a part of what they're doing, of what they're doing with the money. I don't appreciate the fact that it's stolen from folks. I don't appreciate the ways it's spent. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in that. So I'm doing it for myself primarily. But also, I talk about it on the air to show people that it's possible,
yeah.
to encourage people, because a lot of my activism is, hey, I can do this, so can you. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, it's not rocket science, some of the things that I'm involving myself in. It's just, it involves some level of risk. And I think that if anybody out there listening wants to achieve liberty in their lifetime, they need to come to the conclusion that some risk is going to have to be involved in that process.
I'm not against that. I guess my concern is what is an effective way of getting people to, you know, what's the effective way of mitigating risk? You suggested that if the more people that stand up, that the harder it'll be for the government to come after them.
They should move to New Hampshire as well.
Yes, you mitigate your risk if you surround yourself with like-minded individuals.
That's right.
Why?
And that's why I am not as fearful as I would be otherwise.
Well, they could still go after me or Michelle.
That's what their policy is. 60 million Americans, as I understand it, it's really difficult to figure this out, but at least 60 million Americans of working age don't pay taxes at all.
That's true, but they're not going to come to each other's aid if they are attacked again.
That much is true, and what kind of aid can one really offer?
If the FBI showed up at my house next week, there would be a dozen people there with cameras, and it would be just, you know, completely viral on the internet, and you guys and our television show and whatever, you know, so the exposure that I would be able to get because I am surrounded by like-minded individuals is much more so than had I stayed in Tennessee or in California.
Right, that won't stop the aggression.
Right.
It won't stop them from putting you in a cage, but it will make the process more difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same difference, Mark. I know you didn't make it up to this, but the Bob Constantine trial that we talked about in detail throughout this week, do you think it made a difference for Bob that there were approximately 20 to 40 activists over the two or three days of his trial that came out to support him there? Do you think
Bob
that made a difference?
Bob said that he, you know, he felt that it was all in all a good thing. That
right.
He was concerned that there was a certain amount of jurors maybe turned off by the antics, perhaps, of the protesters or whatever. But he felt that all in all that it was a good thing.
That's how it's going to be. Anytime you stand up and you make a statement about freedom, people are going to be turned off by it. It's just inevitable that's going to happen. But I'd rather have people nearby me to stand with me than to face the IRS all alone, even if
absolutely.
They are going to put me in a cage. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Don't be afraid.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Some of our website features for you for free. The webcam is one of them. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, to listen, and to interact, because the chat room is built into the same page. Michelle's been in the chat room all night tonight.
Yep.
Again, cam.freetalklive.com. Get you there. The Cam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
So we continue here with your phone calls. We'll go to Ricky listening in Hampton, Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, how are you all tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just basically, for, I guess, 18 years, I'm in a situation where I have taxes taken out of my check, but at the end of the year, I have never filed since 1993 because in 93, you know, I had all these taxes taken out, but by the time end of the year, last time I filed 1993, they said I owed them like $4,000 and didn't pay enough. So, I mean, from then on, I have not even filed a tax return since 1993, so I'm probably getting in a lot of trouble for that. But
have they come after you? Has there been any kind of notice sent to you?
Not one notice, not anything. I've never heard anything from anyone, but, of course, I don't ever give out my address, real address to anything, because I'm afraid they might eventually come after me. But, I mean, for me to be having taxes taken out of my check every week and to find out at the end of the year that I owe $4,000 or $5,000, I try to file as many exemptions and dependents as I can to get left it taken out, but I just believe, like y'all, that, you know, I wish I could find a way to not have to pay at all, but I just believe, like y'all do, that, you know, the government, you know, if it gets money from me, I mean, it's gotten enough from me, and I just don't believe that I should be paying at the end of the year more money.
I got you. So they are still taking money from your paychecks, but you're just not filling out the forms?
Right, at the end of the year, yeah, I haven't been able to find a job. I've tried it, you know, last time, of course, this job I'm on now, I've been there for a couple of years, but I've tried to get away from filling out those W-2s when you're hired on a job, but, I mean, I've been just forced to by the employer, either that or not, you know, not can't take the job or whatever.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest problems for people. Ricky, thank you for the call tonight. One of the biggest problems for people that don't want to pay taxes anymore is they've got these employers that are so obedient and so docile, they'll roll right over for the feds and they'll do whatever it is they say, and so it's very difficult to deal with that. It's much easier to stop when you're not actually dealing with some sort of corporate employer anymore, and you actually have somebody maybe either working for yourself or your boss actually agrees with you and is also willing to stand with you.
Or at the very least has put you on some kind of contractor basis.
Let's talk to Tony listening in Texas. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live listening on XM Satellite Radio, America's Talk 158. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Tony. What's on your mind?
I had a specific question I wanted to ask about not paying taxes. You know, I did a lot of research on this subject back in the early 90s. I had an IRS form in front of me and reading through it, and it's talking about how we have the greatest voluntary tax system in the world. and I went, wait a minute, voluntary? You mean I don't have to pay these? So I started researching, and I come to the conclusion that it is voluntary. But you not pay, you take it off. Take a substantial risk of going to jail for not paying, even though it's voluntary.
Sure.
Why? Yeah, it's voluntary in the sense that you have to send them the money. It's voluntary in the same way that an armed robber will point a gun at you and say, give me your wallet. You have the choice as to whether or not to give him the wallet. He has the choice whether or not to shoot you in your face.
I'd say that's a stretch of the term voluntary.
Exactly.
So, well, one word.
Self-employed? I mean, that's one question I have. I mean, it's like the gentleman that was just on. You know, that's a real issue for a lot of, you know, workers in America. You can't just go in and say, you know, I don't want you guys taking taxes out of my check anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. It's just
none of us work for anybody. Now, the three of us on the show tonight, we do not have employers, so to speak.
Right. Well, I'm self-employed. I own a small company myself, and, you know, there are ways that I don't actually end up paying a lot of tax because of tax exemptions and, costs. You know, losses and profits and things like that. So,
but you are still filling out the forms. You're still jumping through the hoops.
Yes, I am.
I fill out the forms, too.
How many hours a year? I do not, though. How many hours a year do you spend doing these tax things?
None. I do my reports monthly. I give them to my accountant. And
I see. So you pay someone. You pay someone to handle that. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, anything else you want to share tonight?
One of the things I was just wondering about is, you know, I had to very in-depth conversation with my wife about not paying taxes in the late 90s. She basically said, listen, my fear is a lot higher than yours. So we're going to pay taxes as long as you're working for an employer. So, you know, that's what I continue to do. I'd love to figure out a way to opt out of it completely because I think it's immoral, the way they use the money, where it's going.
Sometimes you just have to make the stand, and I understand why people feel like they can't. They've got families, they've got responsibilities. I totally understand that, and I hope that eventually enough people with those families and responsibilities decide that it's so immoral and it's so objectionable that they just can't stomach it anymore, and they're willing to take the risk. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And of course, we talked about the Free State Project as well. Deserves another plug. You can go to freestateproject.org. The idea is to get liberty-minded people together in the same place to gather together and be active together to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Because if we could, for instance, Mark, you mentioned nullification earlier, if there could be some sort of political solution to this where the state government could essentially pass some sort of a state law nullifying the federal government's taxes, basically saying, yeah, here in New Hampshire, we are declaring that the federal income tax is voluntary, so go ahead and feel free to stop paying if you'd like.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, that would be really great. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, those of us who are of like mind on this issue can get together into the same place. Again, it won't stop them from aggressing, but it may be a deterrent to some extent.
I would say that it would be a deterrent.
Because we made that prosecutor's life very difficult when we were at the trial for our friend Weta Claus, who was accused of growing cannabis earlier this week. Michelle, you unfortunately were also not able to make it out, I don't think.
I did not make it.
But I was there for two of the 3 days, and that prosecutor did not have an easy time. She was facing activists who were very concerned with what was going on, who had a lot of questions that they wanted to ask her, and she had video cameras in her face, essentially, to as much of an extent as they could be. And she was not let off the hook for what she did. Her phone number was placed online for people. Her office phone number was placed online for people to call and let her know how they felt about her aggressing against this man for, you know, allegedly growing plants. You start turning that level of heat on an IRS agent, and they're going to be really unhappy with their life. And then they're going to make us, it's going to be, they're going to think twice the next time they decide to mess with somebody in New Hampshire for not paying taxes.
Right.
So I think physical proximity and activists getting together is also an important
factor.
They
very well steal their courage to come after more of them, too. I mean, you know,
that's what I mean. It'll be a deterrent.
No, it may very well do the other direction, though.
Oh, steal their courage,
yes.
As in, like, STEL.
Another bad word. Yeah, you know, words that mean two different things.
To firm their resolve.
Yes, it may firm their resolve to come after activists.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Well, as we've seen, Mark, the more that they come after us with their aggression, and I'm talking about governments at all levels, the more we can publicize their violence and the more we can attract people here. But if you're going to be scared, then, well, there's a time for you, and hopefully your courage will come around eventually as more people lead the way first. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us, those including, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine, that's shrine.freetalklive.com, and get ready, the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011 is coming up this June 20th, through the 26th. So we're about 2 months away from this event. It's not too late to get registered, though. We're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, put on by the Free State Project. We're just talking about the Free State Project, getting like-minded, liberty-oriented people together in the same place to work toward more freedom in our lifetime. It's already started. It's been underway now for several years here in New Hampshire. The early mover phase is still going. All of us here on the show, we are considered early movers. Mark and I, we've been here over 4 years. Michelle, you're about to get to your first year.
Yes, I am.
And has it been good so far?
You know, I had some rough spots, and I've been open with everyone about those just because I don't want to sell anyone a bag of goods. You know, I mean, it's tough, and I've moved around a lot. I love New England. I love New Hampshire. I love New Hampshireans. I love my community of liberty-minded people. I love it that the snow is going away, mm-hmm. and that I see spring shoots popping up.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be pretty soon.
Yes, I'm absolutely thrilled, and there is nowhere else I'd rather be, honestly. Totally, honestly.
And Porkfest, you were there last year. It's an incredible
event.
With
my bells on.
With hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, many of whom have already made the move. Others who are considering moving. Others who have made the decision to move but just haven't quite actually made the move yet. These are the types of people that will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They'll be engaging in all kinds of socializing and fun, everything from family fun activities to adult parties. I mean, it's going to be a blast.
And amazing education opportunities, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, panel discussions, speakers, learning opportunities as well. And there's just so much to see. Go to porkfest.com to learn more, to get registered, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Pork stands for porcupine. So porkfest.com, and the porcupine is the mascot for the Free State Project.
Yes. So, gentle little animal until you mess with it.
Right, and you can use our discount code to save 20%. The code is FreeTalkLive without any spaces. So just run all those words together as one word. Use the code FreeTalkLive to save 20% on your registration, which is all of $30. Now, of course, you got to do the camping, whatever that's going to cost you on top of that, but it doesn't cost that much to camp.
It's a fun vacation.
Yeah, it's a blast. So go to porkfest.com, and we'll see you there, because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live throughout the entire event. As we continue with your phone calls, Barry is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
Hey, Barry. What's on your mind tonight?
The IRS, they might as well get my room ready, because I refuse to pay them any more money. I have paid them since 1965, including their Social Security. I tried to get disability after 17 cancer procedures and was denied.
Wow.
And I work two part-time jobs, and still they take out my taxes, because my regular Social Security of $1,100 is not enough to even feed the cat. And, you know, the beast can come get me, get my room ready. Mm-hmm. I just assume him support me as me to stand out in this rain and work tonight.
Man.
I heard you, man.
This is what everybody pays for. Well, what about the poor? You know?
What about the sick?
What about this is what people are so worried about.
Well, I'm sick and I'm poor. And I can't even get it what I paid in.
That's how the system works, man. They just screw people over, and they expect us to believe that we're going to be protected by them, or that we're going to be taken care of by them. And I don't want them to take care of me. I'm not interested in that.
I don't either. I can't tell you the stories I've heard about how much they're going to help me.
Yep.
Hey, and my grandparents were helped by the government when they, in their 90s, when they became sick and tired. They were helped by being euthanized in the state of Oregon.
Yeah,
so,
well, that could become nationwide if everybody doesn't wake up soon.
I hope that others listen to you and take your suggestion and join the club and stop paying these criminals, because if you don't stand up to the robbers, they just keep robbing over and over again. I mean, at least street robbers have the courtesy to leave you alone, typically. Usually you only encounter them once, but the IRS just keeps coming back year after year.
Well, you know, the crazy thing about the whole mess is everybody tells me, well, you ought to have insurance. Yeah, all right. I don't have insurance. I'm not eligible for Medicaid because, believe it or not, I draw too much money, $1,100 a month. Right. And I am 1 year shy of being eligible for Medicare.
Jeez.
So, for 2 years, I have not been to my cancer surgeon. So, if they can get a room ready, and then, you know, if they want to, they can go ahead and get the morgue there.
So you have cancer?
Yes, I have had.
Get yourself on a vegetarian diet.
Well, I don't eat pork, I tell you that.
Get yourself on a vegetarian diet. Cancer needs an acidic host, so that's my advice for you.
I am very careful what I eat.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate your call tonight, and I appreciate your courage in not paying the criminal gang known as the federal government. Now, I talk about courage, and I have to admit, I'm scared too. I'm scared of the violence of the people calling themselves the state. However,
you'd be foolish not to.
I think that we need to take steps. And for me, my step has been to step away from the federal government. One of my steps, I've taken steps in other areas of risk as well, but one of my risks has been to step away from paying the federal government. However, I have not yet taken the risk of stepping away from paying the local criminal government, the city of Keene and the state of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. They still get money from me for property taxes. And one of these days, I'm going to be fed up enough with them kidnapping my friends.
It makes you mad every time you have to send it that check. I have to listen to it.
That's right. They keep kidnapping my friends who don't harm anybody else, like Bob, nice guy in Grafton. I mean, I don't really know him very well. I don't know if I could call him my friend, but he certainly is friendly, and I know people who are my friends who are friends with him, and he seems like a great guy. I don't want people who are peaceful to be put in cages, and I don't want to be paying for people who are peaceful to be put in cages. And at some point, I will decide that I'm not going to pay anymore. I would hope that we can have some more property owners here by that time to where some of us could join together and not pay together. I think that would be a far more powerful statement. But eventually I just might get fed up and just decide, screw it, I'm just not going to pay because I can't take it anymore. But I'm still scared.
I was thinking the other day what it would take to get a piece of land and actually just declare that a sovereign nation.
Mark, didn't you say there was a piece of land for sale nearby for like $7,000 or something like that?
There's a piece of land in a nearby town for $7,600.
Sure. Yeah, there you go, Michelle. So you got $8,000. That's what it'll take.
Well, but my question is, does anyone know what it would take for me to declare that land sovereign?
With whom? I mean,
plant your flag.
Lakota Nation, the Indian Nation is trying to declare itself sovereign and having a heck of a time. And they've actually got treaties that say they are with the United States government and still having a heck of a time.
You would just declare it. I mean, you would just, if you feel like going the nation route and creating the land of Michelle or whatever, Seven Land or something like that. You make up your little flag. You plant it out front. You send out a notice to the newspaper. You send a notice to the criminal aggressors, and you let them know. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You can take this off the tax rolls now. It's a sovereign nation.
Mm-hmm.
You can videotape it. We'll put it or video it, and we'll put it up on YouTube, and we'll put it on freekeen.com. And
would you come visit?
Absolutely.
Yay! Would you come visit, Mark?
I'd like to be the ambassador.
Of what?
I don't know. I'm just the ambassador of Seven Land.
Weren't you going to do that with your property, edging the property, Edgingtonia?
I would like to secede just from the town. I just don't want to pay for their school. I'll be happy. I'll pay the government for the road they maintain.
Yeah. No, I'm with you
on
that.
I would have rules. Like, everyone that would come to Seven Land would have to twirl and hula hoop at least once.
It's your country.
Membership fee. Yeah. So
apparently it's not a free country, but it's your country.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. But the more people that we can get in New Hampshire, the better. Whether you can afford to buy your own property or not, that's another question. But the more property owners we can have, the better as well. The more investors we can have up here investing in property, renting it out to folks that can't afford to buy their own property, give more people the opportunity to come up here. We're starting to see that happen slowly but surely. And you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's going on. More coming up here with your chance to call in about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call
but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features there completely free. If you want to help support the show, do that by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more there. You can get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal or Visa and MasterCard right on the site. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We talked to Brandon listening on XM 158, America's Talk. Hello, Brandon. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, like the show. I've been listening a couple weeks here, and it's
welcome.
A nice program.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, just about the taxes deal. Yeah, I haven't personally paid. I've been a private contractor since I was in middle school, and been paying up my W-2 for going on 10 years now.
That's the way. I like it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
20 year up here.
Have they sent you a threatening notice of any sort?
No, because I never filled out anything to begin with there. So it
excellent.
Really, nothing really has happened with it.
This is what a lot of people don't really understand about the tax system, is that for the average person, it's unlikely they'll ever go after you. There are millions and millions of Americans mm-hmm. who do not pay taxes, and they don't go after them.
Exactly. And the way I see it is, you know, the people, if you're the IRS, right, you're going to go after the low-hanging fruit. That would
yep.
be, you know, someone that's paid for 20 years or 5 years or 3 years or 1 year, and then all of a sudden, oh, John Doe here, he hasn't been paying, right? So
I don't even know that matters that much. I don't even know that matters that much. I did go without paying taxes for a while, never got any kind of notification from them, and it was because I was in prison. But they wouldn't know that. I mean, the IRS isn't going to know that information. So they never sent, hey, where'd your tax money go?
You mean they never sent that to your mom's house or
they
whatever?
Never sent anything. And I think that really what the issues are is they go after rich people. They go after people whose tax returns are obviously flawed or weird. Or in some way, you know, odd, and they go after famous people. They want to make, they get the famous
examples
people.
Examples of them.
Yeah, make examples of them, chop their heads off in the public square, and do that.
Brandon, anything else you want to share about your experience?
No. Just keep on the good fight, guys. I won't be paying just like you guys.
Thanks, dude. Glad to hear from you tonight. Thanks for your courage. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. As we continue here, let's talk to Andrew in New Hampshire. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Greetings. I called the end of the show yesterday to talk about a disturbing trend of the decreasing age at which females worldwide, but especially in the United States, are starting puberty. And it's been pretty much deteriorating from what I've read from the 1840s all the way down. But in the past few years, it's been trending as low as 7 years old, a female starting to show the signs of puberty.
Are you thinking that's because of the hormones that are found in animal products?
My guess would be the a combination of hormones, toxins, diet, as well as other unknown causes.
Right, because one would think that because we're marrying and bearing children later and later in life, that and we're living longer, that evolutionarily speaking, then
for evolution to work, people have to die.
It has to die.
They have to die before they breed.
What?
In order for natural selection to take place, evolution has stopped for the human animal. Okay, that stopped a long time ago. In order for it to occur, nature would have to be selecting certain traits, and people without those traits would have to not be breeding. They would have to die before they had the opportunity to.
I see what you're saying, but evolution is never going to stop. It's always going to continue. We will always be evolving, and we will evolve ourselves.
I don't know. Okay, you can define evolution any way you want. Natural selection isn't.
But to the point that we are living longer and longer lives, then there's really no reason for someone to be bearing children at age 13.
Indeed.
Because we're not dying at 30. It's midlife, midlife is no longer, 20 years old. I'm 43. I feel perfectly capable and healthy to, have more babies. I'm not going to do that. But I can't imagine, 200 years ago, I'd be dead.
So, Andrew, further thoughts?
Yeah, the other issue that that I've read from physicians and pediatricians online was that the reason it's disturbing for females is, I guess, not being a female and not knowing how this whole thing works, is that once they go into puberty, I believe the levels of estrogen increase. And basically the science says that once you have high levels of estrogen in the female body, it makes females more susceptible to certain types of cancers later on in life, cervical and
breast cancer as well.
So that's one of the reasons that they're disturbed by it.
Is it not happening, point of clarification, is it not happening for males? I mean, if it's the hormones that are supposedly doing this, which is what we've heard in the past, wouldn't that also affect males in their age of puberty as well?
Yeah, I don't. From what I've generally read, and doing brief research, was that it doesn't affect males in the same way. My guess would be that because the male body and the female body are different, men have a higher level of testosterone than females do. My guess would be that it would be able to counteract the hormone level changes that females would most likely be more susceptible to. But not knowing the science behind it, I really wouldn't be able to.
So what does one do about it?
Yeah, what's the suggestion, if any?
Organic food.
My thought is, stay away from plastics and go with organic food because, if you just do that, even if it's not affecting, early early puberty in females, which, I'm worried about having a young daughter myself, but, you don't run the risk of putting a whole bunch of chemicals and hormones into the body, whereas, if you
drink a lot of water out of plastic bottles.
Okay, and, I mean, you're going to get so complicated and everything. There are two things. If you eat a really clean diet and you exercise, because if you keep your body fat low, then like under 20% as a female, then it staves off puberty.
That's low.
It staves off puberty. Yes. Yeah, but I mean, when I was an athlete, mine was like 15% when I was in high school.
It's low.
Yeah. So you know, as obesity increases, then you're also going to see puberty ages.
I think the whole plastic bottle thing is kind of paranoid, Andrew. I mean, the idea that, you know, if you drink water from plastic bottles, you're going to hit puberty sooner seems to be a little disconnected.
The one thing I've taken from it is maybe...
I wasn't talking about reaching puberty earlier. I was talking about putting chemicals such as BPA and other chemicals that they've shown that mimic hormones, which affects the human body.
I just appreciate having water available to me in plastic bottles.
I think the thing that concerns me the most about plastic bottles is when you put the plastic bottle in the car and then let the water get all hot in there.
It's already gotten hot, though, in the warehouse.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, dude. It takes a long time for that stuff to decay.
I mean, that's the thing that would creep me out the most.
Yeah. I didn't get you bottles like this, you know, neoprene bottle.
That's a plastic bottle.
But it's neoprene bottle, so it's like, yeah.
Whatever. I just, you know what, there's this big hate campaign about bottled water out there, and I'm sorry, anything that gets water into human bodies in a more efficient manner,
I think
is a good thing. I'd much rather have water than not have it. I mean, it is a building block of life. So, anyway, Andrew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As we continue here, we'll talk to, I believe, Anna is with us in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Anna. Anna? Are you there? Anna going once? Anna going twice? Anna is apparently not there. So, 800-259-9231. Any further thoughts on the whole hormone thing? I mean, that's going to cause some other problems, too, with, you know, younger males. We've seen all the statutory rape situations where a teenage girl will lie about her age. She's not 16. Sure, she'll say she's 16, but she's 14. Or she'll say she's 16, or she'll say she's 18, but she's actually 16. And those things can get a lot of guys into some trouble.
Well, you know, I mentioned the exercise thing. I was a competitive gymnast when I was a kid, and had a knee injury, and I went from having like little fried egg boobies, you know, just those little ones, to like double D's. And like,
yeah, gymnastics seems to like retard the development to some extent. Isn't that true?
Yeah, because our body fat was so low. So once that kicked in, I mean, I was 13 years old with a Jessica Rabbit body, and I can't imagine a 9-year-old girl.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We are out of time for tonight, but we will be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.